Hi, Donna. What's on your mind?
Hi, Doctor. I have very terrible large clusters of spider veins, and I'm wondering what I can do topically, perhaps orally, to get rid of them, but also prevent them from coming back, as opposed to maybe having saline solution injections from a dermatologist.
Right. Well, sure, ma'am, but a question or two first. Are you are you past menopause?
Yes, I am. I'm in my early 60s.
Okay, and are you using bioidentical hormone replacement, ma'am?
No, but it's something that I would like to consider.
Well, I consider it very rapidly, ma'am, because you know that arteries and veins are simply muscular tubes, and muscle has one or two major supports for it, and the major support is called testosterone. And of course, when a woman is premenopausal, her own ovaries make a little bit of testosterone, and usually enough to keep her muscles, that is arm and leg muscles, intact, but also her veins and arteries from getting so dilated, is the word to put it there. So you might want to be considering getting testosterone as part of overall comprehensive bioidentical replacement therapy. And then here's what one can do. I've worked with one woman who did this fairly successfully. Instead of rubbing the testosterone into the usual areas, which are genital, she took a little bit of that testosterone and rubbed it all over her veins. And then she was a smart lady. She was ahead of the curve here. She got herself some DMSO and rubbed it over that testosterone on the veins, because the DMSO carries anything right through the skin to the tissue beneath. And she got that testosterone apparently right into her veins, and they started looking better. She didn't get rid of them completely, but they sure did look better. And here's another thing now that didn't apply to her, because that was back in the day. The health food stores now have all of them. The health food stores, the dispensary, the Toma dispensary, the compounding pharmacies, have a mixture of aloe vera gel and DMSO. It's 30% aloe and 70% DMSO, but you don't have to remember that. All you got to do is ask them, where's the DMSO aloe stuff? And that one doesn't have near the sulfur smell, and it hardly ever stings. And so you can rub that over the testosterone, over the veins, if you care to. But this does mean that all your veins and arteries are getting weak, ma'am, and these just aren't the ones that happen to show. So you really want to talk to a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine about getting onto bioidentical hormones, and particularly the testosterone component is going to be useful all over the body. One other thing, too, if you can get it, there's a hormone called oxytocin, which is measured as part of measuring overall hormone decline. And oxytocin has been found to stimulate muscle cell stem cells, which means it also helps muscle to improve itself. So you got two things, ma'am. And lastly, and I'm going to have to shut up soon because we're getting to the, well, no, we're not getting that close to the end, but we're getting there. There's something about the plant hawthorn. Hawthorn, which you can find in all the natural food stores, etc., compounding pharmacies, Toma dispensary, was discovered about 4 centuries ago to help improve the heart and blood vessels. Now, it doesn't have testosterone in it, so it must be doing it some other way. But you can get, there's a company out there with whom I am not affiliated, I'll always tell you if I am, called Wise Woman. They make something called hawthorn solid extract or something like that, but it's Wise Woman's hawthorn. Everybody calls it hawthorn goo because it's kind of a gel. And folks who use that, about a teaspoon a day, also notice improvement in veins. And if you put that together with the testosterone component and possibly the oxytocin component of bioidentical hormone replacement, ma'am, of course, with the help of your doctor, that should really make a difference.
Doctor, I thank you so much. And I will definitely be contacting Tahoma Clinic then.
Okay, well, good, because we do know what we're doing with it. After all, you know, we made it up at Tahoma Clinic years ago and know how to do it pretty good.
Okay. Well, I sure appreciate your help, because I need to figure out a way to combat it, and it sounds like this is a great way to go. So thank you, Doctor, for everything you do.
Bye-bye.